Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to Kingdom Advancement Ministry. This is your host, Lisa Cox, and I thank God for what He is doing in this time and in this day. I know that many of you are probably looking and saying or hearing all types of things. You're seeing all types of things that are going on in this world today, but I came with a word from the Lord for you, and that is living a life of hope makes all the difference, because a hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so we don't want to be a people who are sick because our hope is not there. We don't have the hope that we should. So let us go forward and ask the Lord to bless this time. I won't be before you long, but I pray that you will be blessed by what you hear and allow the Spirit of the living God to minister and speak to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you have given to us to come to hear what you have to say, to lift up people who need, Father God, hope today, who need to be reassured, who need to be encouraged that were discouraged. Father, you are the one who has given hope. It's not a feeling, but it is a state of being in you. It is a person. Father, we thank you that you are that hope, and your Son, Yeshua, is the hope of glory for us. And I thank you that you are willing to pour out that hope, that place in our heart that is to be filled with only you. So, Father, I ask by your Holy Spirit to minister to every person today, even to myself today. Lord, do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could even ask or think, according to your power, for us who are called by your name that works on the inside of us. And I pray that those who do not know you, they will come to a saving knowledge of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, and surrender their lives to him, so that the hope of glory, who he is one who will be evident in their lives, and you will pour more hope into them as they will grow in their relationship with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give God thanks for all of you that have come to hear and to listen. And so I want to go to the Word of God, because the Word of God is the basis for everything that he speaks to his children who are called by his name, to the Christians who are his disciples, to learn and to be taught and to teach others. And that's what I am doing for the body of Christ. Today, if you are on this line, I am teaching and showing what the Lord is speaking, what the Lord has for you and for me. I'm not excluded. I don't believe that ministers of the gospel, when they give a word, are excluded from being blessed by that word, whatever part of that word God may have for them, and even the anointing that is upon that word, because God's word is a word that is life, he said, and it is spirit, it is anointed, it is active, and it is moving. So even as I speak the word to you today, that word is active and moving, and it's going straight to you, and it will pierce your very heart, separating the spirit and the soul, dividing the spirit and the soul, the joint and marrow, and going right down to the very heart and thought and intent of you, who is man, human. Praise the Lord. So I want to go to Proverbs chapter 13. And in Proverbs chapter 13, the Word of God says, and this is something that God wanted people to hear, because his word to me was, there are people that are hopeless. You know, we just had an election here in the United States of America, and the whole world was watching to see who was going to win. But you know what? It's not about who won, because God can use anybody to do his will in office, whether there's somebody who ends up being not the most popular person, or people that people don't like or they do like, whether they're qualified or not qualified. Let me tell you something about God, and this is his character. He doesn't determine what to do based on whether people like it or not. He determines what to do based on what his will and his word has already been set and is, and it must be accomplished. And he will use whomever he chooses to get it done. And he qualifies those who people say are unqualified. You may not like it. He doesn't care whether you like it or not, because it's not about us. It's about him being glorified and his will being done. So here we are in chapter 13 of Proverbs, and Numbers 12 is the scripture verse. And it says, and I'm reading from the Tree of Life, which is the version of in the Hebrew and written in English, closest to the Hebrew, written in English with all of the understanding of most of the Hebrew and Aramaic that was spoken by Jesus and his disciples and the Jewish people. And so it reads, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Now, the tree of life is Yeshua. There was a tree of life in the garden. The tree of life is God, rather, and the tree was in the garden. And on that tree is all the attributes and character of God, the wisdom, the discernment, the love, the faithfulness, and the hope, and the joy, and the peace. All of that is there on the tree of life. And so what God wants you to know today and for us to be reminded of is that our heart, in our heart, there is an area that has always been a place that is set aside for God. You can put a reserve sign on that, and a reserve sign should be on that. Now, most humans don't know that, unless they come to the Lord and they understand that. But there are people that will know that and not know that that is the spot, that is the place, that is the part that God has reserved for himself. There are many times that we as human beings, and we do it in life, we try to fill our life. We try to fill a void in our lives. People try to fill it with food and with money and with women or with men or with entertainment or with doing all kinds of things, fill it with this, fill it with that. And by the time they get that, whether they believe, okay, I reached to where I need to be, I'm successful, I have money, I'm married, I have kids, or I have a boyfriend or I have a girlfriend, or, you know, I have this, I got a great career, and they get there, and their comment is this all there is? This is it? But I thought that's what you wanted. That is what you lived your life trying to do. That is where you wanted to go. But yet, you're saying, this is it? That's all it is? You know why that's said? Because there's still something in the heart that is not satisfied. And God did it that way so that we would know that when a preacher man or preacher woman comes and they speak about God and speak about his son Yeshua and talk about there is a place that is only meant for God. Our life is to be in communication with God. He made us to communicate, to connect, and to create. He made us in the image of him and Yeshua and his Holy Spirit. He did that for us because he loves us. And we have a soul, we have a mind, and we have a body, we have our will, our emotions, and our spirit. Our soul is our will, our emotions, and our mind. And our spirit is who we truly are in this shell of a body. And we have a body. And so we are three and have three different attributes, three different functions for those three different areas, rather. Just as God is one person and he is three parts of him. There's the Father God, there's God the Son, God the Father, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, each having different functions, just like we have a spirit, a soul, and a body, each having different functions. But are we not one person? Are we not one? We're one person, but we are one in the way that we have unity, oneness, and every part of us has a specific role to play. And that is in us. Our heart is a place that is part of us that is to be filled with the Father. And his word says in Jeremiah 29, that he knows, for I know, and this is God speaking, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says Yahweh, that's God, thoughts of peace, not evil, okay? So when you see true evil according to God's definition, not what everybody decides, well, what's evil for me is evil for me, and what's evil for you is evil for you. No, that's not life. That is people setting their own determination of meaning of words. But we need to go back to the one who created what the meaning of life is and what good and evil is. God knows better than any man on the face of the earth. You can have a DDD, a PhD, a MD, a master's, whatever. Be the greatest intellectual all you want, but you don't know what God says until you have that relationship with God to understand what his meaning of life is, what his words mean when he says love and peace and order and hope and morality. Love is not a feeling. It is an action. Hope is an action. And this is what I love so much about Hebrew. In English, the Bible written in English does not do the Hebrew meaning of the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation justice, because Hebrew is active. It is present. It is active. It is moving. That is the Word of God. So when we hear what God's Word is, it is ever present. It is active. It is moving. Hope. The word hope literally is in Hebrew, it's tikva, T-I-Q, some people use K, T-I-Q-V-H, V-A-H, okay? And that is the word for hope. And it comes from the root word kava, which is meaning to bind together, to collect, to expect, to tarry, to wait for or wait on, okay, or wait upon. And hope is something that is real, that we can cling to. All right, the Word of God says that Yeshua is the hope of glory. And that is in Colossians 1:27, where it says, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles, those who are not Jewish, anybody who is not Jewish or Hebrew, and that's everybody else around the world, are the riches of the mystery in which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And when he meant Gentiles, those are Gentile believers. Christ in us, the hope of glory. So you can say Christ to expect, Christ who we waited for and we wait upon, Christ, the one that we can cling on to, the hope of glory. Glory is God's presence, his ever presence, his Shekinah glory. It's tangible. So today, if you are somebody that is hopeless, God wants to fill you with hope. He wants to give you hope. Psalm 71:5 says, for you are my hope, O Lord, Yahweh. You are my trust from my youth. God has hope for you today. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will allow the hope of glory, Yeshua, who is the door, who is the way, the truth, and the life to God, so that you can experience the fullness of God and have the hope for today, that regardless of whatever is going on in this world, that Father God, they will have the hope and the joy and the peace and the love and be filled and overflowing with who you are. So I thank you right now for this time, and I speak hope right now to their spirit. I speak the word, for you sent your word, Yeshua, to heal and deliver us from all destruction. So I send the word into your life right now, and I command you to be healed now and delivered from all destruction. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, God bless you. God keep you. God make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you and give you his shalom. Bye-bye.